Now, the Japanese government has evacuated most of the people within a 12-mile radius of that stricken Fukushima nuclear power plant. The U.S. government, meanwhile, has told Americans to evacuate the area within 50 miles of the plant. Reporters can't go inside the Japanese exclusion zone, but NPR's Rob Gifford has been talking on the phone to some people within the zone and some just outside it.
Kyoichi Takahashi is president of the Haramachi Central Obstetrics and Gynecology Hospital in the town of Minamisoma, right on the border of the exclusion zone. In recent days, he's not just been taking care of mothers and babies, though, but old people as well. In fact, anyone who had not been evacuated. The imposition of the exclusion zone has meant that many bigger hospitals in the area have closed already, and he's been left to care for anyone who needed any kind of medical attention. Now, he too has run out of medicine and says he's going to have to close, even though strictly speaking he doesn't need to.
Those who are leaving town are all in tears, saying they don't want to leave. Some say it may be the last time they see us, and they're worried they might never be able to come back again.
Dr. Takahashi says there are people in the exclusion zone who want to evacuate but can't because they don't have any gas to drive. The government doesn't seem to have a comprehensive plan for getting everyone out, he says, and he paints a grim picture of the situation inside the exclusion zone, saying there are still plenty of bodies of people killed by the tsunami on the coast that can't now be recovered. He says his staff wants to carry on, but he thinks they just can't do it any longer. At Omachi Hospital, also on the edge of the exclusion zone, news reports say at least two patients have died from shortage of medicine, and they've almost run out of food. So the military was due to transfer 90 of the 160 patients to another town today. Keiichi Kobayashi is an administrator at the hospital.
Most of the patients now in the hospital are in serious condition. The ones who are not so serious will leave, but it's too dangerous to move the really sick patients.
The government is mobilizing civilian and military teams to help out and has appealed for help abroad in dealing with the nuclear power plant and in the humanitarian efforts to help the Japanese people. The whole crisis has exposed serious differences on how much Japanese people trust their government. Some feel it's not been honest about the risks from the nuclear power plant, but 40-year-old Naruhito Nishikiori says his 70-year-old mother won't leave her home even though the authorities are urging her to do so.
I know that the government is measuring radiation levels every 30 minutes, so I feel safe. I wouldn't say I'm not worried at all, but I trust our government, so I'm staying here with my mother in her home.
Though that may be the case for now, the key issue in discussions of the exclusion zone is what happens if there is a meltdown in one or more of the nuclear reactors, or if some of the spent fuel rods catch fire as they might. Then, scientists say, 12 miles will certainly not be far enough away from the plant, but it will be too late to flee. The balance for the Japanese government is weighing up the likelihood of that happening against the logistical difficulty of expanding the zone and forcing the evacuation of tens of thousands more people. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Mizusawa, Northern Japan.